Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
First up, I need to clarify. I don't watch Thomas the Tank. Well, not regularly anyway. However, one of our colleagues was sharing how his three-year-old immerses himself in Thomas the Tank episodes. What is the secret to the success of this animation series? Well, let me tell you. While watching the feature-length Blue Mountain Mystery for the 17th time, I mean, how can you help it when your three-year-old demands it? We began to realize the extraordinary depth of its message. The message of this particular feature was simple, loud, and clear. As the fat controller said, it is important to get the whole story because the whole story is what matters most. If we just get part of the story, we can get propelled off onto a tangent in a direction that is incorrect. This is priceless education for toddlers, but what beautiful reminders for us adults. When Joe Bloggs comes up to us at work and says, "Did you hear about Mary and what happened?" By the way, Joe Bloggs and Mary are fictional in case that's your name. Sorry about that. Chinese whispers, incorrect versions of what happened, or only half the truth. Well, it leads to untruths, incorrect evaluations, untrue judgments, pain, and discord. If we don't get the full story, we should withhold our judgments until we do get it. One wise old guy said to us once about a relationship squabble, "There are three sides to the story, his side, her side, and the truth." Nice. What about when we're deciding, is the Bible true or not? Do we have the full story? Have we even read it? Have we researched what ancient historians like Tacitus has said about those times in history? Have we based our opinion on what someone else said out of lack of or limited knowledge or experience? Do we ignore the warnings? Do we have the full story? In Psalm 34, it has a beautiful invitation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. If that means being able to sleep at night for the first time, having peace. If it means being free from addictive behavior that is destroying us. If it means a secure eternity. That's what I want to taste. I'm Aaron Wright.